We bring to church today prayers for our Ukrainian Catholic brothers and sisters, for the Ukrainian Orthodox, and for all who are in the Ukraine. This is the first time that European cities have been shelled since 1945. This is the first time that one European nation has waged war against another European nation since 1945. All of this on top of the many other troubles in our world, our nation, and in our church. We don't know where all of this is heading, but it's not good. There has never been a more important time to pray than right now. In these days of war, evil, and confusion, this is the time to pray. Our Lady of La Salette wants us to pray. Our Lady of Lourdes tells us to pray. Our Lady of Fatima tells us to pray. We do well to pray. The path of peace is paved with prayer. I was greatly encouraged yesterday when I participated in the E6 conference at East Central High School. What a beautiful occasion. Over 1,000 Catholic men gathered for prayer, including a number of men from our own parish. They gathered for prayer, they gathered for inspiring conferences, the opportunity for Eucharistic adoration, the Holy Rosary, and the Holy Mass, and the opportunity for confession. What a beautiful and encouraging moment that was yesterday. Father Meyer has put his heart into that conference over the past few years. He deserves a lot of credit for the fact that we could have in our own county an event that is worthy of a large city. I'm also encouraged by the fact that this week begins the holy season of Lent. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. The season of Lent is an opportunity for us to pray, an opportunity to get closer to the Lord, an opportunity to be more disciplined in the practice of our faith. In many parts of the world, the 40 days before Easter are called simply that, the 40 days. If you go to Italy or Spain or Portugal, they're talking about the season of the 40 days coming up. We use the word Lent. The word Lent literally means springtime. Springtime. And the season of Lent, the season of springtime, brings in my own mind the idea of spring training, an opportunity to get back in the game, an opportunity to limber up, to regain wind and skills. Baseball players go away to spring training to brush up on the fundamentals, to do the drills over and over and over again so that those drills become part of muscle memory. They become part of one's person so that in the game and through the season, they will do the right things over and over and over again. The holy season of Lent is very much about spring training. It's about getting back to basics. It's about remembering what we are all about, the opportunity to do the spiritual devotions over and over again so that they become more and more a part of us. Spring training for the soul is what the holy season of Lent is all about. So too is the holy season of Lent about spring cleaning. Spring cleaning. Don't we long for those spring days when we open up the windows and let in fresh air? When we set our house in order, inside and out, taking care of things that have been neglected. Spring cleaning, an opportunity to get rid of stuff that we no longer need. An opportunity to make things better. The holy season of Lent is about getting rid of those things in our lives that cause us only trouble. Getting rid of those bad habits, those practices that we have fallen into that lead us only to sin. It is an opportunity for the spring cleaning of the soul, especially through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. Sometimes that sacrament is like opening the windows and letting the fresh air in and let the air carry away that which is bad. Sometimes that sacrament is like a good scrubbing. And when we have an experience like that, do we not feel better? Do we not know that the Lord has forgiven us of our faults and given us a second chance, renewing us with His grace, giving us the opportunity to be renewed and refreshed? Spring training, spring cleaning, and spring planting, an opportunity to plant, an opportunity to make things grow. Springtime is that season when everything is ready to plant. We have no business planting in the middle of the winter time, nor do we have any business planting in the dog days of summer. Springtime is when all the conditions are right to plant. Why can't we do 40 days of discipline some other time? Why can't each of us decide, okay, some 40 days throughout the year I'll do this Lenten discipline? Because this is the time that is right. Everyone in the church is praying for you this Lent. Everyone in the church is praying that you will have a good Lent, that you will turn away from those things that cause you trouble, that you will turn back to the basics, the fundamentals of our faith, to grow stronger in faith and hope and love. Everyone in the church is praying that you will get closer to Jesus during these upcoming 40 days of Lent. This is the right time, this season of planting. It brings to mind the passage from the gospel that we heard, that you cannot get good fruit from a rotten tree. And a good tree does not produce rotten fruit. The best fruit in the world comes not from the wild, but from trees that are cultivated, trees that are planted in a certain way, trees that are trimmed and pruned and fertilized and taken care of. That's where the best fruit in the world comes from. In the same way, during this season of Lent, we cultivate our habits. We make sure that we are strong in the Lord from within, that we are on the right track, so that we might produce the good fruit that our troubled world very much needs. We don't know what is coming. We do know that we need to be strong in our faith. We do need to stay close to the Lord during these troubled times. The season of Lent is about that spring training, that spring cleaning, and that spring planting, so that we might be strong and fit to bring to the world good fruit. Padre Pio, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina. Padre Pio lived through two world wars. He lived in Italy. He knew very, very difficult times. He knew the ravages of war. Padre Pio leaves us with a little model, little motto. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Pray, hope, and don't worry. We only get to the don't worry part if we pray, and if we renew daily our hope in the Lord of heaven and earth, who guides the course of our lives and the course of the human race. We pray that during this springtime, this upcoming season of Lent, that we will be better able to pray, renewing within us the discipline of prayer. We pray that hope within us grows stronger, that we learn to trust the Lord more and more, and that we will not worry, but that we will entrust the cares of our world, our nation, and our church to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she will bring them before the throne of grace and bring everything to its proper resolution.